today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Can we all just get along? I'm sure many of you remember this question being asked. After a brutal beating received at the hands of the police, Rodney King asked this question during an interview. Today, I'm asking this question because it seems we still have an issue with loving, sharing, and taking care of one another. Have you seen the news lately? You would think love has exited stage left. But guess what? You have the answer. You are the answer. Your conduct in the workplace, in the home, school, and in the community is the key that unlocks the door to the heart of becoming one. Yes, we can all get along, but that's the world's goal. God's expectation for us is to be one. Many members, but one body. We know what we need to do. We know how to get it done. We know what it takes to accomplish what God has mandated. The bigger question is, will we do what's necessary to accomplish the mission of becoming one? Here is how God, by the hand of Peter, says we can accomplish this. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 10, he says, "Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tenderhearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing. Know that you were called to this and that you may inherit a blessing. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." God will never ask us to do something without telling us how to do it. God will never ask us to do something without giving us the power and the ability to do it. The question once again is, will we do the work to accomplish the mission of becoming one? Getting along is not enough. Becoming one is the key to decreasing and eliminating the evil we face today. No one wants to do harm to their own body, but we do want to treat others to the best that life has to offer. Let's be an example of that today. Let's show the world how to be one. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.